You're listening to SBS News.
Walking under Nipaluna's towering colonial buildings, Palawa Walpri woman Nanami Sculthorpe Green takes guests on an educational journey through the city. In 1832, a group of Tasmanian Aboriginal people walked these same steps through the city, hoping to meet with the state governor and end the Black War, a violent conflict between colonists and First Nations people. Ms. Sculthorpe Green says the tour is designed to help people better understand the history they can't see while walking through Nipaluna.
We follow the story of people like Manlagena, Wurudi, Traganini, Mithina, and then wherever there's sites that really link to some of our people, like Fanny Cochran-Smith, William Lanny, these are the sort of stories that come up, and those stories really spark us to talk about things like landscape changes, the Black War, Aboriginal bone collecting and ancestral repatriations. We talk about institutional changes and the way that institutions have treated our people over the years. And most importantly, we talk about our community's continued struggle and strength and activism and continuing presence in the city, as well as tying in some stories of landscape changes, and just a bit of my personal story as well is what sort of comes through, and people seem to remember that too.
Using the cityscapes, she connects the journey of those resistance fighters to the modern-day achievements and activism of Tasmania's Aboriginal people. Ms. Sculthorpe Green again.
It's all about us still following in the same footsteps, and that's what I really was drawn to when I wanted to develop the tour. It was that I was standing in the same places as my old people.
The tour debuted last year as part of the 10 Days on the Island Festival, and due to its success, is now part of the Theatre Royal's 2022 program. Sarah Hamilton explains her role as a dramaturg.
A dramaturg is essentially a person who looks at all of the ingredients in something and takes a wide view and sees how everything pieces together. So in this situation, I guess I was looking at all the elements of story. And when I first came on board with the project, there were so many different ways that it could have gone, because Nanami has such a wealth of knowledge and story. So part of what we did together was to distill that and to find the essence of what the experience was going to be. Yeah, I think it's incredibly valuable that the Theatre Royal can offer something like this, because it is quintessentially part of this landscape. Like, this story is about the ground we're standing on right here, and I think it's really exciting to see this this space, this venue, hosting Tasmanian stories. I think it's really important for the future.
The tour is unlike anything the theatre has offered before. Simon Wellington is the chief executive of the Theatre Royal.
For us to be reaching outside the walls of the theatre, to be taking people out into the streets and really extending that idea of kind of what our conversation is with the city and what we can do.
Tourists and Tasmanians have embraced the tour, with six shows already selling out.
It gave me a completely different understanding of how my day-to-day life and how others have used this land.
So many of us were very ignorant about the true Tasmanian history.
Ms. Sculthorpe Green hopes people walk away with a better appreciation and respect for the trails already blazed by Tasmanian Aboriginal people.
It's better than I thought it was going to be. I made it because I wanted to know these things, and it was really important to me, and the fact that other people think it's important for them to hear has just been really great.
Takara Nipaluna will run until the end of this year. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.